Khan is proud to present Sunset on the Golden Age. Remarkable. Simply outstanding.
What is it, Preceptor?
Well, the first publicly documented minions of Unicron were recycled from the smashed shells of fallen Decepticons. While they were indeed powerful, they had a faint trace of anti-electrons coursing throughout their circuitry. No doubt a side effect from the reformatting process. True, but Tarantulas has no such trace of anti-electrons. By all intents and purposes, he appears to be a completely average Cybertronian. Why, if he hadn't told us about his origin willingly, we would never have suspected he was a minion of Unicron at all.
Doesn't this guy ever shut up?
How about you all shut up and keep moving? I want this creep in front of the Slag Spouted Council as soon as possible so he can receive his slap on the wrist and be on his way.
Boy, you sure don't have much confidence in the Council?
I have zero confidence in the Council. Not after Predator X. The only reason I'm even entering their chambers is to take matters into my own hands if they deliver any verdict short of termination.
You can't do that.
Sadly, I understand where Death Charge is coming from. Not every member of my team survived our encounter with Protoform X several script readings ago. Poor Tortoise was completely devoured by that creature. Such a shame. She would have loved to see the techno-organic landscape thriving on Cybertron. She probably would have even taken on a beast mode, too.
She should have been a porpoise. Too bad we lobst her. They got it. Now cut the code. Cut the cogs while I enter Council Chambers entrance code.
05032000.
How do you... Pilots, bring him forward.
Ooh, big guy sounds angry today.
Tarantulas, you have been charged with conspiring against the planet Cybertron and have openly admitted to being a minion of Unicron. Both are very serious charges.
Not as serious as figuring out how you're still around.
What do you mean?
Oh, please. Magnaboss is composed of 3 legendary Autobots, 2 of whom died in the Great War. And even at a combiner, he himself was supposedly killed during the Unicronian War.
Reports of his demise were greatly premature.
Agreed. While 2 of my legendary Autobot components did perish in the war, our species as a whole has an issue with staying dead. Just ask Prime. And while we're on the subject of resurrection, just how is it both you and Depth Charge are still online and fully functional?
The Talking Ape brought me back from the other side to fight in the Unicronian War.
And I never died. It was all just an elaborate ruse to conserve my powers.
What about you, Sandstorm? Didn't you die in the Dreamwave continuity?
I died?
Let's put aside our respective rebirths for the moment. Tarantulas, do you have anything to say in your defense?
One word and one word only. Now!
Several large explosions rang in the citadel.
What was that?
Weapons on everybody.
Attention, Predacon soldiers have breached the citadel. Repeat, Predacon soldiers have...
Decepticons forever!
Several energy bursts appear out of nowhere, disarming the Maximals.
My crawl cannon.
My Tennyson-powered sniper rifle.
My gun. It's just called a gun.
Excellent work, as always, Tri-Predicus Agent.
Ah, Ravage. It's always been Ravage. Except when it was dead.
Ravage? How on Primus's name did you get in here?
What part of title Covert Agent Ravage? What part of Covert Agent Ravage you lot is struggling to grasp? I was right behind you guy, your group, the entire time. Cloaked in shadow. As for Lieutenant Tarantulas, do you really believe he was just rambling to himself? His cloning was open the entire time. Relaying the fortress defense layout to our team. And the mastermind of operation. They love the Shadow Rings. And the mastermind of the operation Makula Teradax should be arriving right about.
All hail the voice of our Predacon brethren! All hail his might! All hail Senator Rackbat!
Magnaboss Council, members of the Maximal Security Forces. The Predacons have assumed command of the Citadel. Our forces are struck, they're all at the end point, virtually halting any chance of a counterattack or rescue. I would advise all of you to disarm and surrender yourselves to us immediately. We would hate to tarnish this solar cycle with relish.
Rickbert, tell me the mastermind still the council's meager messenger, but I see. But, I see. So it's very small on my computer here, so forgive me.
Well, I'd rather be a meager messenger than a feral emissary, constantly in hiding.
You hide behind bureaucracy. I hide among shadow of an enemy soldier, and am willing to get my servos dirty.
Antiquated recording spool container.
Centurial skid plate smoocher. Okay. Centurial skid plate smoocher. 1, 2, 3. Oh, it's good to see you again, comrade.
Oh, it's been so far too long, my old friend. How did you get back to Cybertron, Ravage? Last I heard, you were listed as missing in action.
Oh, you know how it is. Your charred remains get scooped up by a passing Predacon before fighting in various comic books, then rushing back to Cybertron in order to make script reading.
Enter.
Can we please stay focused?
Oh, my apologies. But when you spend several millennia cramped together in Sunway's chess compartment, you tend to form bond.
We can't let this siege happen. I won't let the misguided warmongers poison this planet like they did to Paradron.
Don't worry. I don't see the situation going the way of Paradron. For one, Ultra Magnus isn't here to awe the beauty of his surroundings before requesting you hand him a bomb to blow it all to the pit.
I wouldn't exactly call this place awe-inspiring. I mean the ceiling, maybe. It's up there.
Is that your attempt at humor, Christmas? Why don't you stand down before I show you what a real Manta Ray Transformer can do?
Oh, really? You think you could take me on? I came with an intriguing backstory and a dark, edgy personality. You came with French fries and a kiddie coke.
Damn! If you don't mind, it's time for us to show the Maximals the full might of our attack force. General Cicadacon?
General Remhorn?
General Seekon?
I'll combine together to form
Tripedicus. I terrorize!
Tripedicus delivers a powerful blow to Magna.
Your time has come. Magna Boss, the day we Predacons rise up and take what is rightfully ours has arrived at last, see? Although we would have appreciated a more dignified introduction like the one you had given Ratbat,
At least we were able to address your components by their name this time.
Regardless of that little factoid, Magnaboss will fall before our superior might. It's time for the ultimate rumble in the jungle.
I fail to see how this ploy of yours is beneficial to the Predacons as a whole, Tri-Predicus. All it will do is bring about further diplomatic repercussions upon your faction.
Even though we are the leader of the Predacon Alliance, it is not the Predacon faction we truly serve.
What?
One, two, three.
What?
One, sorry, you in unison? One, two, three.
What?
You're starting to finally understand, aren't you, Minimal? Like me, Tri-Predicus is also different origins.
Well, it can't be. I mean, this has got to be bad sci-fi. Tri-Predicus is a minion of Unicron, too?
Indeed we are, and we hereby take this citadel, as well as the planet itself, in the name of our Dark Master.
If you serve only the Chaos Bringer, why didn't you strike during the Unicronian War?
Who says we didn't? Who says we did not aid our master from behind the scenes?
Serving while cloaked in shadows.
Ugh! Enough with the Shadow Panther!
Jaguar!
We did our due diligence, see, during the conflict. Who do you think were the masterminds of the Culling Massacre? And with Cybertron's defenses now at their weakest, our time to strike has come at last!
Not while I'm still processing!
Magnaboss delivers a powerful blow to Tri-Predicus.
Ah!
No! Take them down now!
Really, Death Charge? We've already disarmed you and your comrades. What makes you think?
Ah!
You took out my gun but forgot about mine. Power pizzas.
All right, that was impressive. Now witness.
Just as Ravage here neglected to negate my light cannon, Minerva, try and override the Citadel's defense systems.
Already on it. Just keep it distracted for a little longer so I can fully reboot the network and...
poor Minerva. Did you honestly think you could stand a chance against...
wreck and ruin. You've got no chance. You're fighting against one of the best figures to come out of the thrilling 30 line.
I wholeheartedly concur with your assessment, my friend. Triple changes are extremely complex to design and near impossible to properly execute. But your remolded mold was truly spectacular.
Yeah, you got that right. Why do you think that sliding blunderbuss was such a downgrade when compared to me? I mean, how do you even properly design a character who has two completely incompatible alt modes anyway? An aircraft carrier and a jet? I mean, come on.
Are you guys talking about my great-uncle Broadside?
If you all don't mind, I could use some assistance.
What's the matter, Magnaboss? Servos straining already? Energon reserves depleting?
Yeah, excellent. Magnaboss is growing weaker by the nano click. Once he is defeated, the stage will be set for... Oh? And why, may I ask, are the Predacons pointing their blasters at me?
You misled us, Lieutenant. We serve only the Predacon Alliance in memory of the Decepticon cause. We would never willingly serve the Chaos Bringer.
Oh dear, oh dear. I see you've all decided to mutiny now that the truth has finally been uncovered. You're already well aware that I am unkillable, so how exactly do you intend to stop me?
We could squish you.
Oh, please. The audience is sick of seeing that.
Look out. The big guy's coming down hard.
And now you realize just how unstoppable the forces of Unicron truly are. Between my Vought power and Tri-Predicus' brute force, all of Cybertron will kneel before us!
Beep, 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 beep. Does anyone else hear those beeping sounds? It's coming from Tri-Predicus.
Nothing to concern yourself with, Shady. We're merely conferring with our Dark Lord.
Conferring how? I detect no radio transmissions.
Through our recall switch. With this, we can confer with our master's very essence, as well as return to him at a moment's notice.
So, it doubles as a teleporter? Perfect.
I was giving that some thought, but release me at once!
Really? That's your plan, a full Nelson?
Let us go! And give that back!
You want to serve Unicron? You want to be his minions? That's fine. I'll send you right back to him then.
You must have glitched my senior processor. We can simply teleport right back here in a microsecond.
Not if I destroy this recall switch the microsecond we arrive. And this one will be joining us as well.
Wait, what? No! Let's go with me, you antiquated fool! You'll kill us all!
Unicron has no physical form at the moment! He's consolidating his remaining dark energon in a source of great power and destruction. For all we know, his essence is inside a black hole or the heart of a supernova!
Surrounded by death and chaos. Sounds like the perfect resting place for all of you.
Don't do this, Magnaboss. Your superstructure would never survive such harsh conditions. You would be torn down at a molecular level and forever lost to oblivion.
If you do this, it would create a power vacuum for both the Maximals and the Predacons. A new conflict would be all but inevitable.
There is no other way. There is no greater threat to Cybertron than Unicron. I must do what I can to stop the Chaos Bringer and his followers, no matter the cost. Farewell, my friends. Till all are one!
A flash of light overtakes Magnaboss, Triperticus, and Tarantulas.
No!
I'll be back!
1, 2, 3.
Good riddance.
Triperticus Council is, no more. I guess that makes me the new leader. Oh, Primus and stuff just down like Starscream.
So, what do we do now?
Well, I, for one, would like to propose a de-escalation of hostilities so new faction leaders can be established for our respective citizens. Or even better, we could organize a fully unified Cybertronian government comprised of representatives from all factions.
Yeah, we're not gonna do that.
Beg pardon?
Well, then I hope you and your Predacons at the doors are all equipped with flight modes, because I'm about to kick all your tailgates straight into the smelting cones of Kaon.
The loss of Triperticus is nothing but an inconvenience, my friend. You have no idea the kind of firepower you are about to be facing.
Shockwave to Predacon Attack Force.
This is Ratbat. Come in, Shockwave.
The operation proved to be a logistical nightmare, but it was still a success. The subject has been patched, processed, and is prepared for transport. I'm activating the space bridge now.
You could have sent these reinforcements a lot sooner.
That would have been illogical. Shockwave out.
Where did you find him?
He's a fan favorite character pulled into this reality by one of Unicron's repeat waves. He works for Logic, and that's fairly inexpensive.
We've got multiple incoming signals from our outer atmosphere. Two of them are massive.
Titans!
Attention, all Predacon units of the Cybertronian Empire. Brothers and sisters, our time has finally arrived for us to reclaim our birthright. Cybertron, its moon, its colonies, and its future, they all belong to us. Those who believe in the Decepticon disciplehood, transform and rise up!
Depth charge to all available maximal units. We need any known city speakers at Metroplex immediately. All other units converge on the Citadel at once.
You're disposing of a gigantic opportunity, Ravage. We could have possibly broken a peace out of all this chaos and at long last unified our people.
You and I have lived long enough. to know that a lasting peace will never come to Cybertron, Percy. The ideologies of our factions are completely incompatible, and our future ambitions vastly differ. The Pax Cybertronia is no more. On this day, a new great war has dawned.
Let's hear for our cast! Gary Hauser of Sandstorm. David Sobolov as Death Church and Shockwave. Lee Talkar as Ravage. Catherine Girarda as Question Marks. Lee Porter as the Maxwell Computer and Sound Effects. Peter as Tarantulas. Mike J as Ratbat. Sarah as Manta Ray. Scott as Troy Kodakus. Philippe as Magnabus. And Madison as Minerva.
And let's give a round of applause to everyone who auditioned as well.
Yeah. Thank you all for attending, and we hope to see you next year.
Thank you, guys.
There's still tomorrow. He's really sleepy.
Script read next year. Script read next year. Yes.